our final talk, which is going to be on the new creation. And it's going to be looking at the fruit and sweets. I've just put either Apple or Haribo on mine. But it's looking at the fruit, which we're going to be putting on our Christingle. And this new creation hope is linked to everything we've been looking at. So we looked at creation when everything was made, and then it all went wrong. And then Jesus, we saw with our red ribbon, took that curse, all the punishment, all the evil we did, he took it and he died with it. So we don't have it anymore, those problems, those punishments, that evil. But it still does feel a little sad. Why do we celebrate Christmas if the reason for it, the person we're celebrating being born, is dead? Why are we celebrating someone who can defeat death who's dead? And that's kind of the reason why it's such an amazing event. Why, going back to our Christingle, why is he the light of the world if he isn't around anymore? How can he be the life that was right there at the beginning if he isn't there anymore? And that's kind of what's so amazing about Jesus. He did die for us, and he took all our sins on him, and he died with them. So they all now get destroyed. All our guilt, all our sin is destroyed with him when he was. But he couldn't stay dead. And that is something we want to read about in Genesis. So it's so sad for Adam and Eve that after all these curses, they get shoved out of the garden. And there's really, there's a feeling of they used to be kind of walking with the Lord, talking with the Lord God himself. And it's as if they've been exiled, kicked away from God. And particularly that last verse, the tree of life. They no longer are near this source of eternal life. But even if you carry on in Genesis, you actually have an amazing event where the Lord is actually still with Adam and Eve, even though they messed up, even though they're going to die, even though they can't do anything right. The Lord God actually follows them out of his own garden. He actually still wants to be with Adam and Eve so much that he leaves his own home. He gets exiled from his own house. And that is kind of what's so amazing about Jesus, is what's, in a sense, what's the point of being free if there's not any meaning, if there's nobody to share that life with or to tap into that eternal divine life? And that's kind of the point of this last thing, of this new creation. Jesus died with all our sins, but because he resurrected, we get to enjoy this new life we have with him. As he has this new life, so do we. And we get to share in these new fruits and creation which he's going to bring and enjoy with us. So it's kind of just to say that final curse of fruitlessness, of not being with the Lord God, not being looked after or cared for or having any meaning, that is gone as well. Because, and it's as we're getting to terms with it, we have to realise Jesus is the purpose of everything. He was there at the beginning. He's the source of light and life. We can't really do life without him. And so that's why it's so amazing that he came back. He is alive again. As well as it being so incredible that death will never be a problem again, because he can defeat it. Anytime we get scared of it, he can remind us he's stronger than death. So we're going to have our final craft time where we're just putting on the fruit on those thorns. And as we're doing it, we're just reminding ourselves, remember what it looks like now with those empty thorns. And as we're in winter and it's really cold and it's really dark and we think, is the world ever going to change? Is there going to be food and fruit? Are the animals going to come out again? We think they are, spring is going to come. New life is going to come. There's going to be life out of this cold, dark time. So we're just reminding ourselves of that. Spring, new creation, new life is coming. And it's coming because of Jesus. He is our, really, I guess you could say, the light and life of the world, which is why we enjoy and love Jesus so much, and why Christmas is so amazing. So be sure to put on any sweet things you want, your fruit or your sweets, and then we're going to light our Christingles very soon.